Welcome back to another episode of the Comrade Show, brought to you by the UCC Commerce Society. My name is Erin Goulding and I'm joined in studio today by David Walsh and Alice O'Callaghan, both who have made very memorable appearances on the show so far. If you'd like to reintroduce yourselves.
So my name is David. I'm in final year commerce. I don't know why I felt the need to include that, but this is maybe my third time on the radio this semester, I think, or maybe this year. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to it.
Great to have you back.
Hi guys, I'm Alice. I'm in second year international business with French. And this is my, I'd like to say, fourth time on the radio this year.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe. Still not getting the hang of it, but sure look. Aaron's always here helping us.
The fans love you. Yeah.
So we had Paddy's Day over the weekend, or St. Patrick's Day. Any like big experience, or how did you find the night that you'd like to share?
I it was sociable to be fair, but I just didn't have like a wild Paddy's weekend. Yeah. It was good, but we went out at like 4, the weather was really nice. I think that made like a big difference. Last Paddy's Day it was lashing, mm-hmm. and that was the worst, but so that was really good. I was indoors, good crack, met loads of people, but kind of got hit like, I hit a bit of a wall around 9 o'clock and I was at home in bed by 10:30 and did wake up. Yesterday morning, feeling pretty smug about it. Got up and had my full day and just...
I did.
Just to be real.
Packing it all in.
Yeah, I think the weather really helped, but it didn't feel like Paddy's Day, really.
I always say that, you know, a day doesn't feel like what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
You always have such big expectations of what...
I think days that are hyped up sometimes can be a little bit...
Yeah.
Like the E-day.
Yeah, I find New Year's to be like that a lot of the time.
Yeah.
There's so much hype around it. But having said that, I had a great night. I thought there was a really good atmosphere, but it definitely wasn't as busy as it usually is, which is kind of nice as well because it was easier to get in places. Yeah. I find Paddy's Day is one of those nights sometimes where you just end up walking around trying to find somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I stayed at home Paddy's Day because I couldn't be dealing with queuing up in town.
But and did you go out in Kinsale's? I'd say that was nice, to be fair. Kind of relaxed, is it?
Yeah, this season's kind of kicking up now for their rugby
sevens.
Kind of getting in order.
The marquee's up. Did I see that? Is that a video? Yeah.
In the next couple of weeks, so that'll be good.
And when is the Kinsale Sevens?
I want to see the Maybank Holiday weekend.
That won't be long coming around, which is kind of terrifying.
The weather, I was at it last year for best the first day and the weather was chronic. It was lashing rain.
That was the first day.
The second day, sun was splitting the stones and I had to go home. I was raging.
Straight from work and I was like,
yeah.
That's a match. Oh no, it was such good fun. I love it though, like my brother was playing and so it's really funny seeing people around and people in college and then people.
Yeah, I feel like the whole of Cork goes down. Yeah. I've actually never been.
What? Really?
It's probably be exam season this year, but ideal. Now, to be fair, my exams actually aren't until like I've only two exams and they're the last 2 days that they possibly could be.
Really?
They're like as late as they could be. So to be fair, I probably could go to the...
You definitely could.
I probably could go to the rugby sevens.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%. Exactly.
Alice, what's your timetable looking like?
I think I have 4 exams. I haven't really looked at it properly because it freaked me out.
Yeah, you're better off.
I think my last one is the 10th of May, so that's not too bad.
I think that's literally the last day, isn't it?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought that was like in the middle, never mind.
But to be fair, it's still really early to be finishing the 10th of May.
Yeah.
Like, that is still pretty good. Like,
why did I have my head finish end of May last year?
I am raging. I only have 2 exams. I have one on the 26th of April and one on the 9th of May. Like, what is that?
Oh.
That is, I'm
you'd
still
have packed
gonna...
in like 2 holidays in that time if you'd been off.
Yeah,
like,
probably. Yeah. I still might go away in between. Like, there's so much time
so
there.
Fair.
I'm actually
so
raging.
Fair.
You went on holidays last year. You went studying in wherever you were.
Oh, this was for Christmas exams.
She probably posted a B-reel with like her laptop out.
Exactly. By the pool in Lanzarote. That was me for Christmas.
Lanzarote's laptop out.
Studying.
To be fair, I got a bit done. But you know what? It's nice to study when the weather is nice in a foreign country sometimes. You just kind of break away from the whole pool.
If I was organised, I so could go away because I'm all assignments. But like, will I have them done in advance? Absolutely not.
No,
they're all due
Freshman
study week.
Diamonds.
I have like, exactly. I have like 4 exams or 4 assignments due between the 22nd of April and like, which is a Monday, and like that Friday.
Yeah, same.
4 hefty assignments.
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Like 100% assignments, you know, that kind of way.
Whoa.
Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I don't know. My timetable this year was kind of ridiculous. Like we had weeks there with nothing. And then the week we come back from the Easter break, I have like 4 economic assignments, all like 3,000 words due in like 3 days.
Thank God for the Easter break though. I think it's coming at the best time ever.
Not me, like, going on two holidays.
Surprise, surprise. Where are you off to this time, Erin?
Well, actually, myself and Alice are going on the UCC Choral trip to Italy. We're competing in a competition in Lucca next week. So wish us the best of luck, everyone. We will need it. We had a bit of a concert last night in the lock to, you know, practice performing in front of people. And yeah, it was interesting.
Okay. One said it was okay, one said it was interesting. Okay.
The trip will be great fun. Let's just say that.
Where are you going after?
I'm going to Mallorca with my family.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I will have to bring the laptop, I'd say.
Yeah.
The laptop will be coming to Italy as well.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But a lot of people, like, there's a few final years and stuff going to Italy, so everyone will be kind of bringing some work stuff, I'd say.
I feel like you can either use Easter well. Yeah. Like, if you're not you doing a bit over really Easter, well. You're like, what are you at?
Setting yourself up for failure. Yeah. Yeah, big time. So the exams won't be long coming around.
Yeah, I think this semester is whipped by. But then I think back to week one and it feels like years ago, as in week one of this semester.
I feel like so much has changed even since then.
I was in Morocco week one, Morocco feels like ages ago, but like
week one. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Like, we had a big like seminar for final year commerce, like the Monday and the Tuesday, like all about like our kind of like mini final year project. Yeah. And like that genuinely feels like, if you told me that was this time last year, I'd be like, yeah.
Really? Yeah. Yeah, you're actually right in saying that.
Years ago.
But it's still flown by.
It's great. It's 2 months ago, like. That is a long time ago.
And David, you're in final year. Any final year tips?
Panic or no.
Excitement?
I think it's fine. I don't want to like jinx it, but I like, yeah, touch wood. Like, it's been fine. Like, I think you just have to like manage your own expectation with it. Like,
yeah.
And I think I like picked my major well, because I knew that I'm not an exam person. I can do exams and all that, but I don't pull myself together to study for them in time. Like, whereas I actually will do an assignment. Mm-hmm. So I picked a major that has all assignments, and then I don't know. I think it's going to be okay. Like, I don't feel this massive panic. Like, I don't think it's any different to any other semester I've had.
And is your final year 100% or?
It's not 100%. I don't know how they do it. They've explained it to us so many times, I still don't understand it, but they take like 25% of third year and add it on or something. Maybe like final year's worth like 75% and third year's worth. But like, I think it'll be fine. I don't really care, to be honest.
I think things like that, though, everyone bigs up in their head. Like, even the leaving cert.
Yeah.
Not that I bigged it up, but like, it definitely didn't feel like the end of the world when it was happening.
I didn't do the leaving cert.
You didn't.
Yeah. Can't relate, guys.
Yeah, Alice, what do you think?
The leaving cert, though, I remember the junior cert as well, thinking it was like the world's gonna end. Well, as everyone says, I was never really like that for junior cert, but leaving cert, I kind of panicked. And then I remember sitting there doing my English exam going, this is just like my first year summer exam.
I agree.
Panic, like, it's just...
Yeah, when you're sitting in that room or when you're sitting in the library doing the assignment, it just feels like anything else.
Yeah, and you're just like, get it done. I think you just have to like... Like, I kind of had a chat with myself, like, coming into final year, and I was like, I know what I want to come out with.
Yeah.
And, like, I think it's a trade-off. Like, some people are obviously, like, they want to do as well as they possibly can academically. But, like, you miss out on, like, other things then as well. And that's so fine if that's what your priorities are. But I think as long as you're, like, aligned with your priorities, you're fine.
I agree, because there's no point saying, oh, someone else is getting this, so I need to get that as well, if that's not what you want for yourself.
No.
Like, me personally, I'd prefer to, like... You know, do well in college, but for me, like, the extracurriculars and like my college life is more important, because in my head everyone's coming out with the same stuff anyway.
Yeah,
but it's what the extra stuff that I do will set me apart.
Yeah, and like, even I think you'll get to final year and you'll be like, you'll realize, like, especially coming into this semester, it's like this is the last like 12 weeks of it or whatever, and I think in like 3 or 4 years I won't remember, oh, I did really well in that assignment, but I will remember, God, thank God I went to Clubs and Soxball or something. Yes. So, like, because Like I'd say a few of the final years are looking at like me and a few of the other final years on Comstock that are going, and they're like, here, where, like, should they not be in the library? And I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe they are. I don't know. But I feel like one could be like, I'm not doing anything anymore, like head down, like, but I know I regret it, so.
Yeah, so. I agree. I think it's better to have the memories from college because, you're right, like, you're not going to remember some assignment. You won't even remember what the assignment was on, not to mind what you got in it, you know?
Yeah. And I think, you're fine, go ahead, I'm yapping too much.
No, you're not at all. I just completely agree with what Aaron's saying about, like, I know at the end of the day, like, someone can come out with a 1-1 and someone else can come out with, like, a 2-2 or something from the same course. But I think if you get the same degree, you might as well have all the extra things in your CV.
Exactly.
It makes you interesting.
Yeah, it makes you different from the rest that come out with your same degree. So I think it's so important.
But also, like, it depends what you want to do after college. 100%. I was having this discussion with my friend who's doing medicine. And, like, I honestly don't, like, we're coming from two completely different places here. Like, she's head down. She's always been like that. She does phenomenally well, but that's just not what I want for myself.
Yeah.
And I was trying to be like, look, I know what I want to do after college, and it's like having a 1-1 or a 2-1 isn't going to make a difference. It's all the holidays and like the radio and all the clubs and societies that's going to make me interesting to the person who's interviewing me, not the 1-1. And I was trying to explain that, and it's, you know, you can't compare yourself to what other people are getting. It's what you want for your future. You need to, like, figure out what your priorities are.
That being said, we all still do want, like, good enough grades. Like,
yeah, oh, yeah, of course. 100%. I'm not, like...
We're just, just in case anyone's listening, like, do you have these
grades? I'm not just
going to hire
myself.
No. On the radio at 9 a.m. on a Tuesday.
Saying they don't want to do anything. No, but we definitely do still want to do our best with our studies, but I think we're all on the same page with
particulars
and how it's
important. And I think you touched on a good point there with, like, it's the type of degree we're kind of in as well.
Yeah.
Like, we're all in quite, like, good but general degrees.
Yeah. I think it's. I feel like I've got so much choice.
Yeah. Coming but out. I think if you're in medicine or something like that, that you're like, okay, I need to come out of here knowing my stuff. Like,
definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's...
Yeah. So we're going to cut to a song. I'm looking here. There's a lot of few good ones here that David added. So I'm going to play Undercover Martian. By the Two Door Cinema Club to get us kind of in the groove.
And she spoke words that would melt in your hands, and she spoke words of wisdom. Many surprises.
So that was Saving Up by Dom Dolla. And while we were playing some of the songs, Alice informed us that she has a drumstick from the Tudor Cinema Club. Tell us the story, go on.
Everyone already knows this.
So guys, just in case you haven't heard, because I apparently have told half of Cork in different stages of my life, in the last, how long have I had it now? I don't know, apparently I say it like every week. Yeah, I have a Tudor Cinema Club drumstick, and got it from Indie last year. I don't know if anyone's there. A lot of people did go to Indie.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, they were class.
Very good.
So I have to say they are one of my favourite bands. What Do You Know is one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just playing away. Then at the end, they fired two drumsticks into the audience, and one of my friends jumped up and caught it and topped it, landed on the ground. And then me and two guys went in for it, and I like pulled out their hands. I was like, "You're not leaving with this drumstick. It is mine." And then I ran. Ran away, and now I still have it. Yeah, it's class. And
that is such a cool story.
Love it. Claim to fame.
It's in my room, but like it doesn't say anything on it like Tudor Cinema Club drumstick. It just has something on it like the brand name of the drumstick. So I don't even have much proof. Like one of my friends is trying to get me to sell it on eBay, but I don't have much
proof. Yeah, there's like nothing to prove, but like it's a nice story.
Yeah.
We believe you. Don't worry.
Every time the song comes on, I'm like, guys.
Guys,
we could be playing with that drumstick right now.
That one, I have it. Yeah.
I have this exact one.
So we kind of, I don't know if we even really touched on it, but if you had to give yourself one piece of advice if you were going into first year of college again, what advice would you give?
One piece of advice?
One piece of advice.
So obviously I think because when I was in first year, it was online, but I do remember, I vividly remember my first day on campus in second year, which was kind of the equivalent of like my first day in first year, because first year is online. I'm not bitter about it at all. But I think, I don't know if you felt like this as well, but it was so daunting. And like, I'm from Cork. And I knew so many people coming in here already, but I was like, oh my God, this is like so daunting. I even remember we'd lecture in Western Gateway Building and like walking up all along College Road, just being like, oh my God, this is all like so new. And just feeling really like excited, but kind of also like a little bit on edge. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just like, I wish I had like the foresight to be like, no, like give it a few, don't panic, like give it a few months and like, you're going to love it. So like, I obviously did love it straight away, but like, do you know that just like that initial thing, I was like, oh my God, this is so daunting. There's so many people and everyone's so like old and cool and like everything, do you know that kind of way. No, I think it's just to know that like that settles. And like now in final year, like,
you don't even think twice about it.
I wouldn't even think twice. Like, I'd walk into campus in my pajamas. Show that kind of way, and I'd be like, whatever. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you just.
I've been one of them.
Yeah, it's just, I wish I kind of relaxed a bit sooner. Okay. Which is easier said than done.
Yeah.
But like,
no, I actually remember being the exact same first coming in, because, again, I'm from Cork, and I came to UC, and I was like, I remember saying to my dad, I was like, can you drop me to college for the first day? And he was like, but, like, what part of college? Like, UC is all over town. Like, where? And I was like, oh my God, I don't know. Like, the only time I'd actually been in was my dad did a master's when I was at 10. That was the only time I'd say I've ever been on campus when he graduated. And then when I came in there last year or whatever, I was like, oh my God, what is this place? I don't know why I'd just never been here before.
I know,
Like, you just never.
Yeah.
So I know, I just remember being, it was daunting. And I was like, oh my God, who are all these people?
Yeah.
You know what they say in secondary school? They're like, oh, you're going from a big fish in a small pond to a small fish in a big pond.
Yeah.
They always say that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a load of rubbish. Sorry. But it's so true.
It is
like,
so
you
true.
I felt so small coming in, and there's thousands of people everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a course that like you don't know anyone else in. I knew like one or two people from my school, but like I wouldn't have been very close to them. But I knew they were there if I needed them. But
yeah.
At the same time, I'd say, you know, go in, you're kind of like, oh my God, I'm by myself now. My friends are at different colleges and stuff.
Yeah. But I think that's happened like me like a few times, like with like different, like coming to college and like even going to secondary school and stuff. Sometimes you like wish that the people you were close with were going where you were going as well. Yeah. And then like, I've met so many new people.
I'm actually delighted that I
didn't end up. Yeah, I'm the same. I'm worried for myself
if I would have been in the same course.
Like, I'm still really good friends with my friends from school and stuff, but just, I think, especially when you're from Cork, it's, because like the three of us are from Cork, I feel like it's so easy to like sit in the same group. And I know people who did that in college, and I'm like, they had great fun and like their friends are great, like, and all that. But I just think they did miss out a little bit.
Their circles are so small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're really your own person then when you branch away from your friends.
Yeah, I agree. Because I feel like a lot of the time in secondary school, your friend, and I'm not saying this is true for me at all, but a lot of the time you're friends with people because you have to sit next to them or you're taking the same subjects, not that you have anything in common.
That's so true, yeah.
So you might have like boxed yourself in too early on, and it's hard to see that when you're in it, but once you're forced to break away from that, you can be like, whoa, this is like... Who am I now? It's kind of like an existential crisis almost. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, who am I supposed to be?
My parents always used to say that as well, that like, you know, in school, your friends, like, you may love your friends, but at the end of the day, you're all put into the same school. You're all friends because your parents just decided you're going to go to that school in college. People in your course, if you become friends with them or like whatever else you do in college, like extracurriculars, to make those friends, it's because you all chose to do that. You all chose that course. You chose like that trip or that society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's all by choice then, those friends.
Yeah. Alice, what would be your piece of advice you'd give to yourself?
Mine would probably be to try everything, because I came in first year and I was, again, a bit panicked. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, I'm just going to, you know, find my feet with my course. And I made a few friends with my course. I was really lucky, kind of straight away. And I was like, I'm going to play hockey and that's it. And I was commuting as well. So I was kind of like trying to get used to like...
Yeah. That's no joke, like commuting from Kinsale. Like, you know, like it's not just like 10 minutes down the road. Like, yeah.
Exactly. So it's kind of trying to... And you're trying to, you know, work out, okay, if I have a lecture at 9 o'clock, I'd want to be leaving at like whatever, because like, I'd park somewhere, I have to walk, and you know, you're trying to about what time you should leave home at. But so there's a lot going on anyway. I think I'm just a bit of a control freak. I did not want to be late for anything, so I was like, okay, I have to make sure I'm up and driving at the right time. But so I was like, yeah, I'll figure out that, the commute, and play a bit of hockey, and because I was used to that. And then in second year, I moved up and I was like, okay, I'll try comms hoc. And then I just went to Morocco, and now I'm going to Luca, and it's all these things. I've made so many more friends this year, and I was like, I just wish that I like, even talking to the first years in comms, I wish I was as brave as you when I was in first year, because I didn't go anywhere near any clubs or societies, because I was just so scared.
So
I definitely would say just try and get on some kind of committee or society.
Yeah, I don't know how people go through, obviously it's like different strokes for different folks and stuff, but I don't know how people go through college not getting involved in something.
I know. I can't wrap my head around it.
No.
Because like there's so many things that we can do in college, like the radio, that we'll never be able to do again.
Yeah.
And there's so much, like, you can try so many new things without very minimal risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. You
know? And people are still, there's people there who don't take part in anything. And I can't wrap my head around it.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm wrong, like, with this mindset, but I kind of think the only, like, huge responsibility I have right now in my life is my college course, is my degree. Like,
yeah,
my job is part time. I'm not gonna be living there forever now. It's a college campus.
Yeah,
you know, like the only responsibility you have is the degree.
So it's passing. Yeah,
yeah, it's passing, exactly. So if you, whatever else you can do other than that,
100%.
Have fun.
Yeah,
I agree.
What's your bit of advice?
The advice I would give to myself is like trust the process.
Yeah,
because like I came into college and I had some notions that like I'd make great friends in my course and all this kind of stuff. Not even notions. I was like, oh, this is normal. And then I come into arts and there's like hundreds of people, and you know, you sit next to someone and you might never ever see them again.
Yeah.
And because there's so many different subjects and there's so much movement. So I joined everything that I could possibly join in first year. Like there was this crew that interviewed me for the RTE uni life thing, and I was saying, I actually watched some of it and I actually cringed myself so bad, but I had joined like 20 or 25 different clubs and societies on the portal. I didn't go to everything, but like I joined everything, and I went for loads of committees, whatever, because I felt like I had to.
You're
because
on three committees, aren't you?
But I felt like I had to, because I didn't have that kind of network in my course.
Yeah.
So I had to like trust the process. And now like there's one or two people in my course that I'd be friendly with, but like I've made my friends through clubs and societies. Yeah. So I think to just trust the process and that everything happens for a reason.
100%.
Because I think I was expecting too much too soon.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you see, you know, college and stuff portrayed on TV programs and movies and stuff, it's really glorified and it's like really romanticized.
Yeah.
And I was kind of expecting something a bit different, but now that I'm settled in, it's great.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think you just need to relax, try new things and trust the process.
Yeah,
exactly. That's the advice.
That's the advice that we give. So yeah, I'm gonna go to another quick song, and I think this is kind of fitting for what we were just talking about. This is I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan.
On the drying line, do I remind you of your daddy in his 88 Ford, Labrador hanging out the passenger door? The sand from your hair is blowing in my eyes. Blame it on the beach, grown men don't cry. Do you remember that beat down basement couch? Sing you my love songs and you tell me about how your mama ran off and pawned her ring. I remember everything. A cold shoulder, a closing time, you were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
You're drinking everything to ease your mind, but when the hell are you gonna ease mine? You're like concrete feet in the summer heat. It burns like hell when two souls meet. No, you'll never be the man that you always swore, but I'll remember you singing in that 88 Ford. A cold shoulder, a closing time, you were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words. And passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you.
Cold shoulder, closing time, you were begging me to stay till the sun rose. Strange words come on out of a grown man's mouth when his mind's broke. Pictures and passing time, you only smile like that when you're drinking. I wish I didn't, but I do remember every moment on the nights with you. A rod girl and whiskey's gonna ease my mind. Beach towel dress on the drying line. Do I remind you of your daddy in my 88 Ford? Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM.
So that was I Remember Everything by Zach Bryan. You're listening to UCC 98.3 FM, and this is The Comrade Show. We're going to take a quick trip down memory lane and talk a bit about primary and secondary school and our favourite memories, because, you know, Easter is coming up and I feel like I don't really even notice Easter anymore because I'm not in school and it's not like forced upon me. You know what I mean? Because it's like there's so much else going on. I don't like, I remember in primary school especially, we used to have rehearsals for a few weeks leading up to Easter for all of our Easter songs. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have like an Easter mass and we'd all sing together as a school just for ourselves. You know, so when it's not really forced on me, I'm like, oh my God, it's Easter tomorrow.
You know? I get you. Okay.
So primary school, what are like the standout memories? Because it was so long ago, but standout memories, what do you think?
Yeah, I don't really know. I think you're definitely right that school is definitely the place that will kind of drive Easter and maybe like, you know, Lent come up to Easter. Like, I feel like everybody knows about that.
And things like St. Bridget's Day and stuff.
Any holiday that isn't really Christmas, you know, like school definitely drive that and, you know, remind you of it. And I think with kids as well, they get, like I was saying, that St. Patrick's Day, you see loads of kids around like fully dressed out, like decked out in all their green, and then like, you know, for our age then it's just night out of the town. But it's such a huge deal for kids and stuff, and all these holidays are, but I think it's because it's hyped up so much in school, because in their schools, you know, it's kind of teachers trying to get them to the end of the day with something to look forward to, and they just, so yeah, no, I don't know my best memories now. I definitely did enjoy like that, look at us two choir people, breath of choir.
Literally.
I loved that, coming up to like Christmas and stuff, and school, like every class would like have its own song, we'd all sing together then at the mass, and it's really nice because even like, a lot of people wouldn't be religious, or they wouldn't be like practicing Catholic, let's say, or whatever, but they still come to mass and their parents still come.
Yeah, it wasn't even about the religion, it was about like the community.
Exactly.
So I thought that was really nice, always in school.
And I think things like the school tour. Loved the school tour, because the weather was always so nice, and it would be like a big day trip, and you'd go to wherever and you'd be on the bus and you'd get loads of sweets, because you weren't allowed sweets in our school unless it was a Friday, and only then you were like allowed like a small chocolate bar. So we used to all go a bit wild then for the school tour.
Crazy
unhinged. And things like the sports day, did you had this city sports as well, did you? So we had like trials and we go to the park.
Oh god, I'd actually used to be losing my life in those trials. Like, I used to be so stressed. There was years, it was like five years in a row, I came like third. I was like, and then sixth class, I know, first quiz. Finally did it.
Nice.
Chase the dream, you'll get there one day. No, but yeah, sports in school is always so good as well.
Yeah. I think just like, you know, like the kind of the chaos of like the crack that used to go on sometimes. So that kind of sometimes looking back, I was like you just, I just remember, do you know, like the days that you just like the whole class would just go, like I think I was just in like a really rowdy class, but like some of the stuff, like the pranks we used to do on sub teachers and stuff, like, oh my god, like looking back, we should have all been expelled. Like I remember, I'm going to expose myself now, but there was like a 3-story like building that they like built in the middle of our yard. We used to call it like the tower, and it was literally 3 classrooms, one on top of the other. Like really, really like tall, but well, it probably isn't, anyway, pretty tall. And there was one stairs going up and then like an emergency stairs going down. And at break time, like the teacher on like supervision used to have to like supervise like 3 classrooms. So we used to shuffle classrooms, all 3 classes in the, we'd like, everyone would like, run up one stairs and the other class would go down the other stairs, and we'd all like sit down or like run down to another classroom, and like they'd like do something to our classroom, like turn all the tables upside down, and like it actually was I think it was just those bits that I like,
there's no Karen Reynolds,
they were kind of funny, like, do you know,
I know.
Like, just like I just remember the feeling of just being like doubled over laughing. Like,
I
just
miss that kind of banter.
Yeah. And like someone getting absolutely annihilated by a teacher, like roared at, and everyone just skitting.
Yeah.
Like absolutely skitting. Like, but like then also like the, like we used to do like a Christmas carol service and stuff, and like that was great crack. And so I do miss like those side of that things as well, but like, or even like you know, like the run up to like Halloween and stuff, I feel like that Halloween's was such a big deal in school, and
huge
like
deal,
or like the communion or like the confirmation, you know, like the rehearsals for like, and I used to love, surprise used to love to be like in the thick of it and like you know, that kind of way.
And like when you're talking there about the pranks and stuff, like I look back and I'm like, it's just not that funny, but in the moment
funny. I'm like looking back and I'm like, if someone did that now, I actually think I'd pass away. It's so funny. Like,
we were in an all-girls school, so our pranks were obviously not to that level, but there was this one girl who would be getting up to all sorts of antics, and I'd be like her like sidekick, we'll say.
Of course.
But like we'd be rehearsing, say, for the 1916 rising, because we were in sixth class when that was happening.
Oh yeah.
And one of the teachers had a keyboard, and like, this is how we thought this was the funniest thing ever. The girl would go up to the keyboard at break and switch it to like an organ sound. Oh, some of the teachers starts
you're mad,
playing.
Guys. Yeah. You're mad.
It was an organ, but she gets so enraged over the fact that someone touched the keyboard, and we thought it was the funniest thing ever, and that was. Or antics.
Like, angering the teacher is the funniest part.
Yeah.
What can we do today? So I was in mixed primary school then, but my class is very small. I was in the Gwales school. There's only 14 of us. So we were all very close. And like, every now and then, like, there'd be the troublemakers and there'd be like the funny people, but like, everyone was involved. And I think looking back in primary school, that was like I always love having like friend groups of like girls and boys. I think it's from my primary school class because we were all equally as close.
Yeah.
The crack was just always so good. Like, that's the thing, looking back at primary school, like, everything was just so funny for no reason.
So funny. But I actually, like, would be terrified to go back and do teaching.
I could
like,
not do teaching.
After, knowing, like, my mindset when, like, a substitute teacher who was just trying to do their best for the day would walk in and,
oh
like,
my
our
God.
Mindset was
yes.
like, okay, destroy. Game on. Like,
literally. Oh, my God.
And, like, even in secondary school, old enough to know better, because a lot of the people that I was in primary school with, I ended up in like secondary school with them as well. Yeah. And like, we were old enough to know better and like have a bit of empathy. Like, it got to like sixth class and we'd still be like flinging pencils around the place. Like, yeah. Do you know that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or we got like rubbers and we'd like draw a moth or like a bee on the rubber.
Yeah.
So we'd be like pinging the rubbers across the class at each other when she turns around to write in the whiteboard.
Oh, yeah.
And then she'd like look back and she's like, what's that? And we'd say, oh, you know, it's just a bee that's just like flying around the class. And she'd turn around again and we're pinging the rubbers across the classroom.
Yeah.
Wild. Sorts to carry on.
The things the teachers see, like, I work at a coffee shop in Kinsale and there's a lot of teachers come in on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Be like, this one girl comes in, she's so funny. I actually don't even know her name, but she's teaching, I think it's senior infants. So, like, she's finished every day at, like, 1:30, but she said, like, she'd actually go stir crazy if she had them ready longer.
Yeah, oh, I'd say so.
So, like, she's going to come in and be like, Miss, my mom and dad are getting divorced.
What?
She's like, do you know what that means? No, but they said, I heard it. It's like, what? Well, like, kids,
oh,
things you hear in primary school as a teacher, like, they just come out with anything.
Yeah.
And you're so right, then secondary school, you should know better, but you just choose not to. And I'd say I couldn't be a secondary school teacher. I think that actually
no and like I actually be mortified to see some of my teachers like now, because I'd be like,
yeah,
I'm actually like I used to talk and talk and talk, like, shut up, David. Do you know that kind of way? Like, I had no hindsight it was just like cop on, like, some of the stuff that like teachers would come out with as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like if a teacher said some of the things that was like said to our class like now, I'd be like, maybe not. Yeah,
we did not have that at all.
Oh, I think
we had like all female teachers as well. I don't think I had a male teacher up. I didn't have a male teacher until first year.
You were in all girls school.
Yeah.
No, I was in a boys' school, and there was like a lot of male teachers, and I think a few of them like walked the line of it turning into like they thought they were one of the lads. I was like, anyway.
Yeah, you always had the young teachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had, oh my God, we had a few of them in secondary school, and you'd have like young HDIP teachers coming in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was actually concerning the way that some of the girls were acting.
Yeah.
And the way that they were acting also. And it's like, oh my God, this is so not okay.
Yeah. But you know, our teacher used to publish, or our school used to send out a newsletter every November, like with like school like news. It was like a leaflet they used to get it printed and stuff. And they would publish, they'd take a photo of all the HDIPs who've come in and put that photo in the newsletter. So like basically made them targets for the whole year. So basically every person in the whole school knew that they were doing their, like, I think it's master's in education now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, so everyone, they'd walk in and everyone would be like, oh, hey.
That's it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh,
I can't, I miss the antics. And that's
something
that
I miss the antics. Yeah.
In college, because you don't get that kind of.
Do you know another thing though with primary school though? Do you ever like sitting there having your cup of tea now as a 20 whatever year old?
Yeah.
Oh. When I was 6, I did this. That was so embarrassing.
So,
when you're in primary school, you do all these things when you're young and you have no, like, what's the word I'm looking for? You have no consciousness of what you're actually doing or
awareness.
Like, of what you're doing and how embarrassing it actually is. And then, like, 20 years
later,
God, that's so embarrassing.
No, I just thought of something, the most outrageous thing, and I still, like, say it to people all the time. But it was actually kind of scary. But I went to this. I actually went to the same primary school as Cillian Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, same. Yeah. So did my brother.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's this massive, massive school. Like, it has to be one of the biggest primary schools in court.
There's
like,
800 boys.
There's like 800. Like, it's like massive and like a maze. And I remember one of my friends was leaving in fourth class because he was going to a Gaelic school for fifth and sixth year. Mm. So I was going around with him getting like his jersey signed. That used to, did you do that as well? Like, yeah. We were going around to the teachers. And we were down by the principal's office, which is just by the front door.
Floor.
And there was like these like two guys who in hindsight, looking back now, they looked really rough. Like kind of lurking like in the guard, like there was like a big like green area like in front of the, anyway. And the principal was like, can you like clear off? Like, and they were like, oh, we're like waiting for our brother to come out and we're collecting him. And the principal, I vividly remember it. And he was like, you've no brother here. Like, I've asked you to clear off. Like, you've been in the school already. Like, I've literally told you to clear off like a few times. Us, like me being so nosy, like standing there listening, like his sidekick, like arms crossed, being like, yeah, you better clear off. And then next thing, two cars screeching down the road, unmarked Garda cars, jump out, get down on the ground. Like, arrested them, jumped on them, like, literally, like, handcuffs and everything. It kind of a bit of a blur. I don't think they were, like, armed, but they were just, like, roaring at them, like, get down on the ground. They had been breaking into all the houses in Ballinlock and were trying to hide in the school because they knew the guards were coming for them. Yeah.
Jesus.
And I witnessed all that. Yeah. Crazy. And I actually was traumatized from it. I literally went back, as soon as they, like, I just remember the guards, like, coming running in the gates, shouting, get down on the ground. I bolted. I, like, and then, like, went back for a look.
Of course, like.
Yeah, it was in the paper and everything. And I say to people, and they're like, oh, like, that didn't happen. And I'd like find someone who was in primary school with me being like, that happened. Because they like, and the principal was like, don't be saying that now to everyone. I told everyone. Everyone. And I told every single person in the whole school. Yeah. That was like, that was the worst. Yeah.
That just reminds me though, what school was it that man dressed up as a girl and went in?
That wasn't my school. That was the, Edmonton. I went, it, no, it was Sculvera.
Oh.
It was this girl's school like next to my secondary school. And it was kind of sad, to be honest. He got a blazer and like, I don't think he actually ever like, there was nothing like bad happened aside from the fact that it was really,
yeah, but it's gas. The stories you hear from, like, it was kind of like, if you weren't there, you wouldn't believe it.
But the videos of that and like, God love this person, like they were wearing like a wig and stuff and they just looked really sinister, even though I'm sure it was such an innocent thing, but they just looked really, really sinister.
Wasn't there a homeless person living in Silver as well?
Yeah.
Is that different or is
that? No, that was a different time. Different, we're going to get cancelled.
Schools.
Oh, yeah, sorry. An unnamed girls' school in Cork City. Yeah.
That is actually a very good school. But
yeah, we didn't name your second school, actually.
Yeah.
Anyways, so, but we gave away the Cillian Murphy Press, so.
Yeah,
I definitely miss the banter because you don't really get that in college anymore because the lectures are so big and, like, you can talk and go on your phone, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's not. I felt like in primary and secondary school, my life was on the line if I, like, did something wrong, which made it even funnier.
Yeah.
You know? Like, now, like, if I go on my phone, no one cares.
Yeah.
Or if I, like,
I wish someone did care, to be honest, because I'd be sitting in a lecture, like,
I'll text you, get off your phone.
I find myself in a lecture there watching TikTok with no sound. Value is that adding to my life?
Same. But I, in my head, I'm justifying it because I'm in the lecture.
That's so unjustifiable.
I know. If I didn't go to the lecture, I'd probably be in the library actually doing something. But I think, I'm sitting in the lecture, like, at least I'm here.
No, I'm so bad for it. Oh, it's recorded. I watched the recording. I never watched the recordings of lectures.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad I don't have, like, for whatever reason, my lectures just don't really record them.
That's we don't.
Easter is catching up on the recordings.
Yeah, we don't have any of ours recorded either. But I still don't go because, you know, it's all my extracurriculars that'll make me interesting. So we're going to go to another song now. Talk about Trip Down Memory Lane. I completely forgot the song existed until the weekend and I've listened to it like 5 times since. This is Grace Kelly.
The last time we talked, Mr. Smith, you reduced me to tears. I promise you it won't happen again.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty?
to do. I like what you like. Yeah, I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome. Guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try? I try to be like Chris Kelly. Little Freddy, I've got an answer to him.
Listening to The Comrade Show here on UCC 98.3 FM. That is unfortunately all we have time for today, but it was actually so nice to like relive some of the stories from primary secondary school. I actually, because I miss it so much, and I can't say I'm really good friends with a lot of the people from primary school. So when I'm telling a story, there's no one to be like, oh my God, I remember that.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But anyway, thank you so much, guys, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And I will see you at Clubs and Socks Ball, everyone. Clubs and Socks Ball is on Thursday. Lego theme. Get super excited. It'll be brilliant. And it's kind of, I feel like it's the last big.
It's going to be my last hoo-ha ever college ball, guys.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
So sad.
That actually is really sad. Ball. Anyway.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, we will see, hopefully we'll see loads of people at Clubs and Socks Ball, but until then, I think we're taking a 2-week break for Easter actually from the radio, so we will see you after Easter. So thank you very much.
Oh,
so thank you everyone for listening, and see you after Easter.